Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Keith Hughes. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rick Shug. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jay Tibbs. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Javier. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve Ontiveros. And now, play ball. Keith Hughes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hughes. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Javier bunts towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Javier for the out. Lansford moves to third. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Tibbs covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire strikes out. One out. Ron Hassey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. Gallego moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a line drive into right field. Hughes picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hughes. Gallego scores. Weiss scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Stan Javier, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Javier is 0-for-0 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lansford moves to third. Doug Sisk now pitching. Jose Canseco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shu fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Shu is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Shu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shu moves to second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ripken strikes out. One out. Keith Hughes, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shu moves to third. Two outs. Fred Lynn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisk covering, for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGuire moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisk covering, for the out. McGuire moves to third. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gallego is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallego strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford strikes out. 1 out. Stan Javier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Javier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Javier steals second. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Shaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Shaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Keith Hughes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker strikes out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Ontiveros covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford bunts towards third. Shue fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to third. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive towards third. Shue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tettleton strikes out. Two outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Shue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shue hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parker moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hassey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to third for the out. McGuire moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Jennings pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. McGuire moves to third. Hassey moves to second. Doug Jennings batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jennings is walked intentionally. Mike Morgan now pitching. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Weiss is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard now playing second base. Greg Kittaret now pitching. Keith Hughes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Oss now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hughes. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier strikes out. One out. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-4 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into right field. Hughes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford moves to third. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lansford scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Ed Jurek pinch runs for Dave Parker. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Jurek moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jurek scores. McGuire moves to third. It's 6-0, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheets hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Gerhart pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gerhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.